now declare the meeting open at 3:05 PM. Attendance and apologies. We have Deputy Mayor Steph Cameron and Councillor Kevin House are on leave, and we have apologies from Deb White at the moment. Acknowledgement of country. I begin today by acknowledging the Palitore and Panaha past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of the land in which we gather today. I pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. Confirmation of the minutes, which is on page 7 of the agenda. This is the council resolution to confirm the minutes of last ordinary meeting held on 12th November 2024. Would somebody like to move? Somebody like to sit? Councillor Loder as a mover. Second it, please. Councillor Dadman, thank you. Any discussion on the minutes? I'll put the motion. All those in favour of the minutes, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you. Declarations of interest, General Manager.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we have one declaration of interest today from Councillor Dudman relating to Governance Item 13.3.
Thank you, General Manager. Moving on to the Council Workshop Report, which is on page 8. Council's last month for workshop on the 27th of November 2024, and the items are listed. Moving along to Mayor and Councillor Reports on page 10. Council acknowledgements, announcements and acknowledgements are there. Are there any others from councillors? Councillor Dudman, thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to acknowledge the...
Yeah, we are there today.
Acknowledge the combined churches of Westbury who held the first carols on the Lord's Day in 5 years, first one since the COVID-19 pandemic. It was well attended with 200-300 people there. Councillor Loder was there as well. It was a pleasure for me to MC it. And Councillor Temple, sorry, I didn't see you, but I trust you were there. And it was a pleasure. I think you both agree that it was a really good night. It was great to see the community all together as one, celebrating what is a special time of the year. So to those in the Uniting Church, the Catholic, Anglican, and Baptist Church committees, I just wanted to share my thanks for the work that they've done, because it was no small feat, but I think it was very worthwhile for our community.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Sinfield, you had your hand up.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I attended the Carrick Hall committee meeting, and I also attended last Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday the Australian Local Government Association conference in Margaret River in Western Australia, on the subject of roads, national local roads, transport and infrastructure.
Very good, thank you. Councillor Loder.
Thank you, Mayor. Over the weekend I attended both the opening of the Mole Creek Pool and the Chudley Pool. I really want to congratulate the Mole Creek Progress Association on the huge amount of work that they did to get that pool to that point. I'm pleased to say that the water is warm. I was the only adult swimming, but the water was warm, the water was beautiful. Caveside Pool is also absolutely fabulous, but I didn't pack my ice pick, so I did not go for a swim on Sunday, but I will be back. It was a fabulous day, though. Royal Life Saving was there, and a great group of community, and just so good to see our pools open again. So I encourage everyone to go for a dip, including my councillor colleagues.
Thank you, Councillor Loder. Any other announcements, councillors? No. Moving on to page 12, which is petitions. No petitions received for this meeting, correct?
No.
Are there any petitions from the gallery? I think that is no. Thank you. Community representations on page 12. Community representation received for this meeting.
No.
Are there any community representations from the gallery? Take that as no. Thank you. Moving on to public question time. Questions with notice. There were no questions with notice were received.
I have one.
We're not quite there yet. Questions without notice. So, with any questions without notice from the gallery, if you please stand up and tell us your name and whereabouts you live. And there's a 3 minutes. I'll give you a warning at 2:30 to let you know that 3 minutes are up. Please come to the for the purpose of the... For the...
And you've got to ask him. Yes, but remember when I put it on notice and you took it down? No. So because I didn't email... My bad. Greetings. My name is Danielle Farrow-Pryke, and I have owned 13 Parsonage Street just for 7 years. I'm a North Islander. I would like to give my appreciation to not the traditional owners of this land, but the actual owners of this land, because in 1788 under British law, notwithstanding 65,000 plus years of Aboriginal law, they lied and said that it was an empty land as terra nullius, when in fact at the time you had to make a treaty or vanquish the people in war, and they didn't either, they lied. So technically speaking, the entire nation's freehold, and I'd like to do away with the rush of traditional ownership because they are the actual owners of the land. But I do digress. I live on a parcel of land which is quite flat and it has a small creek running through it, therefore it would have been very popular with the women and the children to dip their cups in and not drown in the Meander Valley. Valley before the whites vanquished them by walking across the rapids, so we better cut to the chase. Imagine my distress when I found many, many pussies dead at night on the land. Pussies not being an indigenous species. Mother was a willow that blocks the creek. And the willows, of course, are causing major potato farmers to go under the flood in Oose because no one will maintain the willows in the rivers and they block the rivers up and no one will take ownership, not the National Parks and Wildlife, not the council because private land, but I do digress again. I'm sick of cleaning up dead birds because pussies at night are a little bit out of control. They tend to vanquish native creatures, including the wild duck, which did get a bit of a by the local cat over the back fence. And imagine my surprise when I bowled up to the back fence neighbours, share a fence with me. I'd literally mended their fence in their absence and I'd offer to do their lawn for free because mummy had a heart attack. But I got called a stupid slut when I asked them to keep their cat inside at night. That was charming. And at that point, I realised they had 7 holes of asbestos in their back cabin right next to a water creek on private land that was a tributary that went down to the Meander Valley River, where platypuses can play. So I'm asking you why you're doing nothing about enforcing, and I have had a chat to Councillor, not just Wade Hadley, who came with Councillor Paul Fuman and 2 police officers to my home to on Monday the 23rd of September to tell me that I needed a compliance for the granny cabin out the flat back of my house that's been there for 30 years and they somehow didn't manage to pick up the fact that it had been there for 30 years and I've apparently inherited the problem of being charged with $3,000 compliance and $5,000 police, etc. Yes, I know I've been marked, so I'll push on. The point of it being, why would you be shutting down granny flats? And I'm not the only one, because you shut down Richard Dunlop and Kylie Elkington at 14 Parsonage Street because they didn't have the right concrete. So the question is, if you re-listen to the tape, I said, so why would you be making it your business to shut down granny cabins that have been extant for 30 years in this Meander Valley Council area in a national housing crisis when women like me are sleeping in their cars?
Thank you, that's the question. We'll take that. Thank you.
Yeah, and the second question is why are you doing nothing about pussies at night killing Indigenous birds?
Okay, thank you. 2 questions. Thank you, John. Jim?
Yep, so through you, Mayor, I guess, Council has requirements in undertaking our compliance functions as a regulatory authority under the Building Act. So there is definitely, processes in place that are referred to in the question, and I guess I'll ask Council's Director of Development and Regulatory Services to expand on that if she'd like to.
Yep.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. When Council becomes aware of any
Indigenous
birds building works that haven't obtained the required approvals within the municipality, we have a requirement under the Building Act to investigate that and ensure that they do obtain the required approvals. The question is...
Sorry, you asked 2 questions.
No.
And we replied.
Second
question we haven't got to. Excuse me. Excuse me.
I said I wasn't going to do that.
Sorry, Joanne, you've had your chance. Please
But you need to answer. You're accountable.
It'll be answered in the next... It'll be answered now. It'll be answered in the next council meeting.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll be there.
Thank you. All right.
So,
yes, please.
So, through me. I believe the first question has been answered.
Yes.
And the second question is around cat containment, I believe, of which there is no regulation around feral cat, and there is no containment in the Cat Management Act around domestic cat containment. So I guess there are certainly limitations under the legislation that the state government have established, but unless the director would like to add anything further, it's not council's role. Council doesn't have an enforcement role within that legislation.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, we'll go and talk to him then.
I have,
thank you.
I might call me back.
We won't go any further. You've had your chance. Thank you. Any other questions from the gallery? Yep.
I have one.
Sure, please.
Hi. I will give the lady the brochures I got from the cat thing that you put on.
Thanks, Ray.
My name's Ray Wayman from Reedy Marsh. And we own about 650 metres of Reedy Marsh, Meander River frontage. From downstream from Deloraine in Reedy Marsh. The 22 floods deposited a huge amount of wood from Deloraine onto our 40-metre wide riparian strip. This has created a huge fire load that we have not been able to deal with. Question one. The state government provides assistance to primary producers for maintenance of riparian strip, but that's not relevant to us. Does MBC have any policies, capability or financial assistance that could help maintain the quality of riparian zones? Shall I go on?
And we can take your question on notice, Ralph, and have a look into it. But no, I'm not aware of any policies, legislation or process that we currently have in place to address the need that you have, and I'm sure that there are others within the municipality that would have been affected due to
issues. Just checking. We have two issues to deal with as a result of the 24 floods, flood and high winds. Many trees fell down in the riparian strip, and we are slowly dealing with those, but we have another more serious issue to resolve. Much of the 650 metres of Meander River frontage was completely blocked in the flood by huge trees that have flowed downstream and have fallen into the river. This has dramatically affected the water flow and hugely increased the potential for flooding because the fallen trees will capture anything flowing down the river and create dams. It has also disrupted the lives of platypus that have disappeared from their usual locations on the stretch of the river. Question two. The MBC is great at fixing potholes in roads, but does MBC have any interest in the health of the Meander River as part of your ongoing strategy? And can the MBC provide practical or financial assistance in removing trees blocking the river? Or is welfare of rivers the concern of state government or solely to the owners of properties along the river?
Yeah.
I know this is difficult, but
I'll happily answer that as a landowner that had 2.5 kilometres of river frontage at Meander River. Where I saw that there are issues, I got in touch with the local NRE, which is responsible for it. We're also land care groups are responsible for some sections of the river. I don't know where it is, whether you have a land care that is active in your,
Reedy Marsh, yeah,
your particular area, but in the past there are groups that have come in and done work there. That's my personal experience.
Okay.
So, and I've done work on the river itself where there's been erosion issues.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a third question that is not a formal question.
No.
Who owns the Blinking River?
Exactly.
You want to answer that one?
The waterway and the riverbank are state government. So, as the mayor said, NRE. I'll just add, because it was good that the mayor has had that experience, could share his position with you. So, yeah, as I said, the waterway and the riverbank state government. But one point where we have become involved is around the Deloraine Riverbank. Council leases some of that land from the state government in order to provide other recreational activities for community members. So there has been times when we have intervened and assisted with some of the tree removal, you know, tree assessments within that space. So that's probably the exception to the need.
You can just move 4 kilometres downstream and fix my place up. That'd be great. Thanks, guys.
Probably the other thing we should say is, yep, the high wind event, significant damage all around. Council incurred a lot of damage ourselves as well. We also worked with a lot of state agencies, including Recovery Tasmania, and we sort of worked with them, and they had Blaze Aid come in as well, working with some private landowners. I believe they may be finished or be close to finishing their time in Meander Valley, so that did occur as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other? Yep, sure.
Has there been any further correspondence or information, verbal or otherwise?
Sorry, you didn't have to start your name.
Lee Wasserpool from Reading Mark.
Thank you. Sorry.
Any correspondence or information about the current status of the ABX planning application, so from ABX or the EPA?
So, no, we haven't received any updates from the state government or the EPA. So the current position remains as stated by Council's Town Plan. I think it might have been the last council meeting when we did seek an update and there was no update. So, sorry, I don't have anything to provide you with, Lee, but no, we don't have any additional information relating to their assessment that they are still undertaking, which relates to the EPA side, the mining lease side, and the environmental assessment.
Very good. Any other questions? One more, Joan. You've already asked two, I'm afraid.
Oh, but this is quite pertinent.
Is it? One question I'll add.
Thank you. Given the national housing crisis, given the national housing crisis with women and children and the rest sleeping in their cars, having done the unpaid labour of the patriarchy by rearing future taxpayers and having an impost of $200 per child per day daycare fees and put on it, put on that all in a negative gearing environment, why is Meander Valley Council not itself consulting with Guy Barnett, Jeremy Rockwith, and other people who have mismanaged the Tasmanian boats to the point where they can't build a wharf and their football stadium's blown out $35 million before they can even work out where to lay a foundation stone at $750 million for boys' footy? Why are you doing your level best to not work with the government itself to open up housing instead of shutting it down for what is an example of 14 Parsonage Street, where the concrete was the incorrect concrete, not like they're going to jack up a car or conduct any fireworks in the building. It was a perfectly well-made cabin. So why is council not imploring the state government elect to work with themselves and reform state legislature so that compliance is now valid, so that we help people into the situations that they are already in, rather than seek to shut them down when they are in impecunity with fees that they cannot sustain or pay for?
Thank you. Thanks for the question. We are working with the state government on a daily basis, and we will continue to do that. Thank you for your question. Any other questions from the floor? If not, we will move along. Thank you. So for those who ask questions today, could you please email a written copy of the questions to ogm@nvc.tas.gov.au by tomorrow morning. You can also write your questions. You'll find the boards with forms and papers in reception. Thank you. Over to councillor question time. A question or notice was received from councillor Loader.
That was answered.
That was answered, absolutely. Are there any other questions without notice from councillors? Take that as no. Thank you. Page 15, Councillor Notices of Motion. Any notice of motion, councillors? No, take that as no. Thank you. Moving on, we have no planning items today. So we're moving on to our first of our agenda, which is Infrastructure Services, which is page 16. Dillray Tennis Club Lease. Do I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Smedley, thank you. Councillor Loader, thank you. Councillor Smedley is moving the motion. If you wish to talk, if...
I'll speak.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Loader is the second of the motion.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm happy to support this motion. The Deloraine Tennis Club does a great job with membership. It's not just physical fitness, it's social inclusion. So I wish them every success and very happy to support.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. No discussion. Everyone's happy? Yep. Well, I'll just add what Councillor Lovett said. They're an active club. They've been there for a long time. And wish them the best for the least continued on. Anything to sum up, Councillor Lovett? Nope. Councillor Smedley has moved the motion.
Just to reiterate that it's important to support all our sporting clubs. It's fantastic to see Deloraine Tennis Club continuing on and wanting to take this lease on. So wish them all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion in, councillors. All those in favour, please say aye. That is unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to page 19, council meeting schedule 2025. Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second, please? Councillor Dudman, thank you. Councillor Loader, thank you. Councillor Dudman is the mover of the motion.
I think most of this can be taken as read. It is the council meeting dates for next year. The only thing I would note, as I mentioned, will come up in debate, as it always does, is obviously the meeting times at 3 p.m. There has been a constant debate about whether evening meetings would be more appropriate. To date, my personal view has always been that we need to take in mind the presence of the staff as well and the outcomes of making them say beyond 5 o'clock when they are required to be here. I am yet to receive an overwhelming feel from the community that the 3 p.m. meetings are prohibitive upon attendance. Until such time, I'm more than happy to keep it this time and appreciate the debate around it, though, however. I'll leave my comments there.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Loder, the seconder.
Thank you, Mayor. And we have had some discussion around the table about the time. 3 p.m. is not a seriously inclusive time for people who work. It doesn't necessarily encourage people to stand for council because it means if you are a full-time employee, you need to manage your work time. And I myself have had to take Tuesday afternoons off and reduce my work hours, which in turn reduces my salary, and that's a sacrifice I'm happy and can make, but not everybody who might stand for council in the future will be able to make that kind of sacrifice. I still think that a 4 o'clock or 4:30 meeting would be more inclusive for the community, but every year this comes up, so I'm going to support it this year after the discussions we had in the workshop. I do think it's something that should be looked at very closely every year, and I do appreciate that it does affect staff, but council exists for the benefit of the community, and 3 o'clock, it's not a really good time for the community, but as Councillor Dudman said, no one's lobbied me to change the time, so that's just my personal thoughts.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Smedley.
I can recall in the past that I was involved in the conduct of a council meeting at Prospect Vale, which was a novation at that time. So that's another consideration, as well as reviewing the time from time to time. It might be pertinent to consider conducting meetings in Deloraine or Prospect Vale once a year, just to engage the community in that way.
Thanks, Councillor. General Manager.
Yep, just a comment on that. Because Councillor Smedley, I can recall that myself. We had a couple of meetings actually in Prospect Vale and at our Ray Johnson Centre at Prospect Vale Park there. Just a little difference that has occurred since then is our policy around live streaming, and I guess we have a level of technology that comes with that in order to try and achieve a sound and a vision that's appropriate to be live streamed, but also to be recorded and people to view back on. So that would have to be something that would be considered in that, because not every facility that we has have an ability to do that. So, yeah.
Thank you, General Manager. To add to Councillor Loder's comments, we do talk about this every year. We toss and turn, which is the best time to meet, and majority rules. And that's the way we work. So every year this comes up, and it can be changed on a yearly basis if the majority so chooses. Any other discussion, councillors? If not, councillor.
Just following up on the comment about meeting elsewhere, I have attended at least one of those meetings that was held at the Ray Johnson Centre. Some of that may have changed in the intervening period in terms of how one would conduct the meeting, but the one that I recall in particular, it was extremely hard to hear sitting in the gallery, which was no further away than where we are now, but just the nature of the venue. So we have venue issues. It wasn't overly well attended either, so I'm happy to support this, and yes, we have the same discussion every year about the start time, and I'm not totally happy, but happy to support it as proposed.
Thanks, Councillor. To wrap up, Councillor Loder is the second in the air, Councillor Dudman is the mover.
Just to reiterate, because I forgot to mention it before, but the General Manager pointed out, we have taken some strong steps in terms of improving transparency and the ability for people to attend these meetings, and that is through the live streaming that we have right now, and I guess that is my main point. We have ensured there are ways that people can attend if they can't attend in person. That being said, in the next 12 months, if a wave of community members come to me and say that they're not happy with 3 o'clock and they would show up every time if it's 5, I'm more than happy to change it. But until such time, I think we may be preempting something that has not been called for at this stage when we have other opportunities to do so.
That's it. Thanks, Councillor Crock. Put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
Against? So, Johnston, Dunman, Smedley, Sinfield, Lode was for. Councillor Temple was against. Moving on to page 22, Councillor Representation on Committees and External Organisations. Recommendation that Council will nominate and appoints representatives to Council Committees. There is a report. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Dudman, just. Seconded, Councillor Loder. Councillor Dudman was the mover.
Look, again, this is the formalities of preparing for the next year, but of course the Council Committees are an important part of what we do, and it's a lot of behind-the-scenes work as well within the Council. I certainly have enjoyed and will continue to enjoy, subject to the support of my colleagues today, working on the audit panel, as well as the Great Western Tiers Tourism Association as a council member, and of course the General Manager's Performance Review. But the committees themselves are a fundamental part of our council operations and ensuring that we are delivering for the community, and it is good to see that all councillors are put forward for at least one committee.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Loder is the seconder.
Thank you, Mayor. I concur with Councillor Dudman. I think these committees are really important to make sure that Council listens and understands what's going on in the community in certain strategic areas, and just to be there, listen, find out, show our support. I don't think you can put a dollar value on that. And I particularly have enjoyed being on the Great Western Tiers Tourism Association. It can be some work, but it's mostly fun. And the Grants Committee is fabulous because we get to give Council money away.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other discussion, councillors? Good. Any other discussion, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you. Page 27, appointment of members of Special Committee. Thanks, Councillor Dudman. Oh, I'll just wait till Councillor Dunman moves. Thank you. I move Councillor Loader. Thank you. Seconder, please. Councillor Smedley, thank you. Councillor Loader, as the mover.
Thank you, Mayor. Our special hall committees are really, really important. I think in our recent bad weather event, we saw people from Carrick Hall particularly coming together to provide support for the community, their social hubs. It's not a small thing that these people are putting their hands up to do to manage our halls. I attend the Carrick Hall meeting regularly, and it's the financial side, it's looking at the social side, it's making sure the hall is everything the community needs to be. So it's not a small amount of work, so I thank everyone very much.
Thanks, Councillor Loader. Councillor Smedley, anything to add? No. Again, I'm going to back your comments, Councillor Loader, because in some of these districts that we have, the hall committees are the backbone. They cater, they look after the facilities like it was their own, and we'd certainly be a very poor place without those on those committees. So I want to personally thank those people that turn up and help run those committees. Anything else to add, councillors? Oh, okay, I put the motion. Do I need to go back, Councillor Smedley, Councillor Loader? Anything further to add? No. I put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. That's unanimous. Thank you. Somebody like it, Councillor Dudman, back in, please. Yep. Moving through, we have a motion to close to the public. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second that, please. Councillor Dudman is the mover, seconder. Councillor Loader, thank you. Any discussion on the closing of the meeting? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Those here. That is unanimous. Thank you. So, gallery, we now move into closed session. We'll reopen again at just before 4 o'clock for our AGM.